News Talk Breakfast with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman.
In association with AIR.
On News Talk.
Now, police in Northern Ireland came under attack for a fourth night in a row last night. The disorder was not quite at the same intensity as it had been, but still lots of unrest. Our reporter Josh Crosby is in Armagh this morning. Josh, what was it like last night?
Good morning, Sean. So I went out to Portadown. Now, this has been flagged as the next hotspot, if you like. A housing association there even informed its residents to leave their homes ahead of the protests and to take measures to protect their properties, as the demonstration in the town was going to be directed towards migrants and foreign nationals. So I got there in the evening and the police had the place swarmed after what's been happening the past few nights. There was a helicopter hovering overhead. There were drones, over 20 police riot jeeps and dog units. It was absolutely lashing now as well, Sean. So this would have kept some people away. But there were still a few hundred out on the streets. A lot of people masked up. There was a lot of anger. I was shouted at to put away my phone. One man's jacket I saw had the words, "Get them the F out," on the back of it. There were water cannons, but I didn't see them being used on the crowd. It wasn't as violent, as you said there, as the nights before. It was mainly rocks, fireworks, small fires. A keg was even launched at one point. But thankfully, I didn't see any homes being attacked. The police really did have the place in a more or less lockdown situation.
So still simmering away, but as you say, maybe just that little bit less violent than the previous nights. Elements of this, though, have now gone into the political sphere, obviously, and taken hold in Stormont.
They have, Sean. Look, it's hard to tell if rioting will continue on a Friday now. Things could be different. But the main political conflict in all this now is to do with a Facebook post by the Communities Minister, Gordon Lyons, from the DUP. He's being accused of identifying where migrants were being moved to. And then on Wednesday night, the facility in Larne was set on fire. Now, look, of course, he's hitting back at this, saying the information was already in the public domain. But that hasn't stopped calls for him to resign. I met with his party colleague, DUP MP Carla Lockhart, last night, who was out walking the streets here in Portadown.
It's important that people recognise that there is a really deep-seated concern about illegal immigration in the local area. It has been for a long time. So tonight is trying to keep calm and lawful protest, and we're here to try and be the conduit between the police and the community.
And this would have, I suppose, started in Ballymena because of the alleged incident there.
Well,
but this is sprouting up now in other parts.
Well, look, there has been a problem in Portadown for a number of years. It's been simmering in the background, and tonight I think demonstrates that, you know, there is a deep concern. It's important that people protest and they do it lawfully, and we're encouraging people not to engage in any illegal activity around it.
And what would you say to the party leaders and the ministers who are calling for your colleague Minister Lyons to resign?
Like, that's a sideshow. It's time to recognise we are dealing with very serious concerns on the ground. You know, that's just diverting away from the real issue.
And DUP MP Carla Lockhart there. Josh, what about local businesses in the area?
Well, look, many of them closed up early, and understandably so, Sean. I met with shoppers in different towns yesterday in the north who said it was much quieter than usual. The businesses were not hitting their targets, and that's the impact of all this. Some people are afraid just to come into town centres. One man who was open last night, though, was AJ, who runs a pizza takeaway in Portadown, very close to where all this was kicking off. He moved to the area in 2017 and says he regrets coming here.
Has the protest affected business tonight?
It's bad, mate. I don't even know why you're protesting. I don't even know. It's happened everywhere, man. Portadown is dying already.
But you decided...
He's just nailing the coffin.
You decided to stay open tonight. You didn't feel that it could be unsafe, or if it was going to be dodgy that you were...
I'm not scared, man. It'll take a lot for me to get scared. It's cost too much money. But you have to pay the bill. If you close the door, where is the money going to come from? There's lots of people. Now everybody looks scared because... They want to run away.
Have you ever experienced abuse since you opened up here?
No, man, not abuse, but you see the police, they got abused now with a bottle. This is a third world country. Are you sure this is in Iraq or Pakistan? You're not going to see that in Northern Ireland, UK, would you not?
Did you ever think you were going to see this here?
Never.
And that was AJ, who runs a pizza takeaway, speaking to our reporter, Josh Crosby, joining us there from our...
News Talk Breakfast with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman.
In association with AIR.
On News Talk.